I swear to God, we're not going to make anything you hear in the next 5 minutes. We are not making up.
This story gave me so much pleasure when you mentioned it. A Florida man running for U.S. Senate is supported by neo-Nazis and has acknowledged he once sacrificed a goat and drank its blood.
In the Mojave Desert. His name is, get the name, Augustus Saul Invictus.
That's not his real name.
No.
I'm nuts in the head, and that is my name.
That's some kind of a Latin translation.
Yes.
He's the Libertarian Party candidate in Florida. And you know what's really frustrating? Because if I was forced at gunpoint to put my politics under a label, it would be Libertarian. But
it attracts the biggest nut jobs, though. I mean, I get it. I agree with you. It all makes sense to me. But the people that run on this ticket.
The actual party itself, the capital L Libertarians, most of them are
crazy. Tree is shaken.
Yeah. He apparently supports eugenics, which, of course, is about manipulating genetics in order to breed the superior race. He prophesized about a great war within America's borders, which got all the neo-Nazis excited. And he wants to replace Marco Rubio, who's running for president. But what's grabbing headlines is he did sacrifice a goat and he did drink the goat's blood in the Mojave Desert.
He's an avowed pagan. How do you like that? And he says, he told the Associated Press, I did sacrifice a goat. I know it's probably a quibble in the mind of most Americans.
A quibble?
Yeah. I almost have more of a problem with him using the word quibble than I do him drinking a goat's blood.
That's right. The word quibble tells you more about him.
I don't like that at all. He says, I sacrificed an animal to the god of wilderness. Yes, I drank the goat's blood. This is where we're at. This is what's happening. This country.
He also was on Facebook trying to argue against claims that he had called for a race-based civil war, and he said he only predicted that there would be a civil war. And he says the government's already at war with its people, and he's not the only one to foresee a revolution.
But then he gets a little bit, he climbs back into the crazy tree. It says, it's been said that I associate with neo-Nazis and skinheads. You're goddamn right I do, he writes. I'm a criminal defense lawyer, and I'm proud of the work I've done for the American front.
Which is some neo-Nazi group.
Do you talk about how you are with the skinheads when you're on the campaign trail? I think you stay away from that. I think you stay away from that and talking about how you drink goat's blood.
The Libertarian Party, I think, they don't hold primaries. They have a state convention and they choose their candidate. When they chose this guy, did they know about the
blood?
Yeah, the goat blood consumption and the skinhead.
It's Florida. So maybe this plays well there. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can go around talking about how you drink goat's blood.
That, I mean, did he killed a goat himself? And I guess he did.
Yeah,
that's
he
what
sacrificed
he said.
An animal to the god of wilderness.
So he's out in the Mojave Desert, and he slit the goat's throat.
Poor little goat.
And collected the blood.
And does he drink all of the blood? I mean, that's a lot of blood.
And you don't know where that goat's been.
No, you do not.
You know, you don't. That goat could have AIDS.
Did you notice how pale he is? He looks like a vampire almost.
He's, he's scary. I mean, look at the eyes. He's got the dead eyes.
Well,
I mean, do goats carry any diseases in their blood?
I don't know, but I kind of hope he does well. Because, I mean, what else are we going to learn? You know there's more crazy stuff going to come out about this guy.
Oh, you want the campaign to continue.
Yes, you do.
He's got a lifetime of stories to tell.
I mean, we don't care what goes on in Florida, do we?
No,
in the Florida State House?
No, he's running for U.S. Senate.
Oh.
Yeah, he could be. He can make Washington.
He could be a U.S. Senator. Well.
U.S. Senator from Florida. Sure. Why not? John and Ken show, and Amy King is the news. KFI AM 640.